With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Farmers and ranchers are wondering the same thing everyone else is. What's going on with all these tariffs, and how will it help or hurt me in the long run? Greg Dowd is one of the chief ag negotiators for the United States and explains why our nation is challenging China before the World Trade Organization regarding two areas of China's farm policy.
China has exceeded its WTO support limits by $100 billion with a B dollars. China is now home to 47% of the world's residual supply of wheat. For corn, that number is 40%. For rice, that number is 66%. 46% of the world's residual supply of cotton and 22% of the world's residual supply of soybeans is in China.
But when it comes to challenging China on all of those commodities, the biggest question is why?
Because they're not fulfilling what they committed to when they became a member of the WTO. If they were, China would have imported, we think, about $3.5 billion worth of these crops last year alone. China's farm supports have overstimulated its production of agricultural commodities for several years and have resulted in massive stockpiles of food and fiber, and that is depressing prices for every other farmer in the rest of the world.
And there's already been some blowback. In its initial counterstrike, China has announced a 25% levy on U.S. pork imports. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.